The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. On Saturday, someone paid $518,000 for what they thought was Tom Brady's final touchdown pass.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. In a related story, would you like to buy a used football I happen to buy on Saturday?
Yeah.
You know,
you think he could do it?
Is that a true story?
I heard this. I heard this yesterday, like, minutes after the Brady announcement. Let me ask you something. Could he flip-flop again? Could he come out in 30 days and say, you know what? I'm done.
If that's a true story and then he goes back to play, what a loser spending that kind of money. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. We will get to the NCAA tournament draw in a moment, but we begin today with the blockbuster news from yesterday evening that Tom Brady is unretired. That didn't last long, did it? It was 40 days and 40 nights, like the biblical rain that led to Noah's Ark. Wilbon, Brady will be back with Tampa Bay. What does the brevity of his retirement say to you?
Well, Tony, he didn't retire. He didn't have a retirement. He announced he was going to retire. He didn't retire. And I thought it was really appropriate, fitting, if you will, that picture we just saw, that video, started with his wife and children. Because Tom Brady was very public about this, and he said openly, you know, he was going to change his life and move in a direction where his wife and children, his family, were more important to him now. Right. And who doesn't understand that at 45 years old at any age? You and I often make fun of it. You have a great line over the years where you said, yeah, that's nice, but your family doesn't even want you around. And it's a nice joke to make, right, Tony. But I thought at the time, because his wife has publicly said, I'm tired of watching him get hit. I don't like that. That the time comes in every family dynamic when somebody says, hey, come on now, and you were influenced. You believed that at that time. And you say, you know what? She or they can be really appropriate here, and maybe I need to think about something else. That happens in every... I talked to football players this morning who told me they've had similar conversations. They didn't come right back like Brady, and my conclusion is Brady didn't want to go. He never wanted to go. He didn't retire. He only announced it.
Yeah. So, first of all, I will just say that when he announced his retirement, I believed he was going to retire. I believed he'd taken a long time to think about he was going to retire. So yesterday, I'm watching the ESPN bracket show. It's in the evening. And there's a lot of stuff on the screen because guys are talking about teams, so they show footage of the teams. And then at the bottom of the screen, there's a crawl. And the crawl is who's going to play next and where they're going to play and when they're going to play. And at my age, this is a lot of moving parts. And I'm trying real hard to keep up with it. And then the bottom of the screen, in a giant red banner, it says breaking news. And I thought, whoa, did I just hit the dial to CNN? What happened here? But I was on ESPN and it said Tom Brady will play with Tampa Bay. And I was utterly stunned by this, as were everybody on the show, as was everybody watching. And if you don't think it's like an enormous story that took precedence over the NCAA, well, which is 3 days away anyway, just go ahead and look at the sports page of your local paper when it's in the top right, the lead position. Mike, I never understood why he was going to retire. At 44 years old, he led the NFL in passing yards and touchdowns. But I heard what he said, the same that you heard. I just think people are creatures of habit. And every day for the last 25 years has been accounted for with something having to do with football. And he probably took a deep breath and he said, I miss this. I want to do it. I want to do it.
He always wanted to do it. I told you last night, my take was slightly different than yours, and that he wanted to do it. By the way, this whole thing, you know, the NCAA Selection Sunday is a holy day to me. It's been that all my life. It's been that 50 years, and especially the last 35 or 40. Holy day. I don't even want Tom Brady interrupting Selection Sunday. So that annoyed the hell out of me that this news couldn't have come, you know, Thursday or next Tuesday or during the play-in part of the tournament in Dayton. I was really annoyed by
that. Breaking news.
Influence, Tony.
Breaking news.
Influence, to me, led him to announce a retirement he could not execute. It's not good or bad. It just is. It is what it is.
Wants to play.
We knew that.
Yeah, we all want to play.
No, you don't want to play anymore. Let's move to the NCAA tournament.
Why do you think I come to this show every day? Yeah. I want to play.
You want to play? Okay.
I don't have to. I want to.
Yeah, let's send it. Let's text Larry Brown. Let's text your old coach and tell him. Gonzaga, Arizona, Kansas, Baylor are the top four seeds. Texas A&M was apparently a controversial snub. Tony, what are your immediate impressions of the bracket?
This is very simple. If you and I were to bet, I would say to you, you can have any five teams you want. You can take four number ones and a number two, any five you want, and I will take the field happily. Because I don't think there's a great team out there at all. I mean, I won't be surprised, Mike, if the four number ones are out before we reach the Final Four. And
totally
this year is a year that I would pick Gonzaga. And I've trashed Gonzaga for years, and I've made the same point every year. Their conference does not prepare them for five tough games in a row, which is what you get, is five tough games max. But this year, every team has multiple losses. Nobody looks like a great team at all. Mike, I checked in over the weekend about 15 to 20 games, a little bit here, a little bit there, not just the major conferences. You know, the Ivy League and, you know, the CAA and the A-10 and stuff like that. The best team I saw was Tennessee, and there were three.
Yeah.
And they were the best team I saw.
Seeded below two conference teams. Seeded below Kentucky and Arizona. I mean, Kentucky and Auburn. Tony, to me, Gonzaga has the best talent. And maybe, therefore, the best team. Arizona, I think, has the best path forward when I look at the bracket. So I'm looking at that, but I agree with you. There's no great team out there. I think that I kind of want, like, the number one seeds, just go out. Chaotic tournaments are the best tournaments because they bring you the wow. Like, several times a weekend, I think that this is what we're going to get. The people who pick chalk are insane, that these number ones, before the Final Four, the first weekend. I mean, I look at a team like Duke, Tony, and Duke has, what, maybe four lottery picks out there? They're really talented.
Well,
but over the weekend, I was watching them, and do they look like their team? Like the great Duke teams of the past? No, they don't.
They have talent, and they don't appear to be organized, and they don't appear to be a team.
But they may, because they got a great coach who knows what he's doing. So they may.
Here's what impressed me. Because I'm watching that show, and they got four guys out there who are paid to know college basketball. All four picked either Gonzaga or Arizona to win. West Coast teams, with which I'm sort of unfamiliar.
Yeah.
For many years, the West Coast hasn't been good, and now suddenly they're good. I want to see long shots win, but let's understand something. A number 11 seed from a major conference like Michigan or Virginia Tech or Iowa State, they're not long shots.
That's right. They can
Their
win.
Their schedule's too
hard.
One of those three mentioned can win this tournament.
And that would be sort of fun.
All right, we move on. As if there wasn't enough going on with Brady and the tournament, baseball's hot stove league is in full motion, going 0-60 in about 5 seconds. Today, the Braves traded for Oakland first baseman Matt Olson, signaling their belief that Freddie Freeman will leave. Previously, the Dodgers re-signed Clayton Kershaw for 1 year. The Nationals signed Nelson Cruz, making him the first full-time designated hitter ever in the National League. The Yankees got rid of Gary Sanchez. They brought in Josh Donaldson to play third base. Wilbon, which move caught your eye the most?
What is essentially a swap out, or will be, bringing Matt Olson to Atlanta. 39 home runs, 111 RBIs. I mean, his numbers, not his influence, but his numbers were as good, if not better, than Freddie Freeman's. So, you can look at this and say, wow, they're going to lose Freddie Freeman? What do you do to replace that? Boom. Matt Olson has at least the numbers. He's not going to carry the sway in that clubhouse and in that town that a guy who led a franchise to a World Series had. So, no, that's not going to happen overnight. But if you at least start, you got to start somewhere. And God knows everything in baseball starts with the numbers. So they did that. That's the move that intrigues me most, at least for now. And there are more moves to come, Tony.
So on Friday, after the whole thing was settled, I had Ron Darling on my podcast. And I said to him, this is so weird to me. The baseball executive committee voted 8-0 to reject this contract. And the player refs voted 26-4 to tell the 8-0 to shut up, that you don't know what the rank and file wants, so just get out. A complete rejection of the executive committee. And I said, well, how does this happen? And he said very simply, He said there are a lot of free agents out there and they want to get paid. It was like listening to Don Ohlmeyer tell me the answer to all your questions is money. And you're beginning to see that right now. I agree with you about Freddie Freeman. He's Chipper Jones. He's Andrew Jones. He is the Braves. He wins the World Series in the year before he's the MVP. And all I ever read, Mike, was the Braves were willing to let him walk because they didn't want to pay a lot of money for an aging first baseman. They didn't want to do it. I think it comes back to bite them. I want to see, the reason I'm interested in Nelson Cruz has nothing to do with the Nats, because the Nats are Juan Soto and 24 other guys. But what will happen in the National League, Mike? Managers for years in interleague play could plug in an everyday player for a couple of days in an interleague game. Are they going to commit to people that won't play at all?
General managers will tell them what to do
41.
On the phone. GMs will tell them what to do on the phone
field
from upstairs. They won't
since
be allowed to do
2018. So that's sort of what I want to see. And Donaldson has pretty much inferred that he thought Gerrit Cole was a cheater. Now they're in the same clubhouse. I'd like to see that. Let's take a break. But coming up is your boy Mitch Trubisky, the right quarterback to follow Ben Roethlisberger.
My answer will probably shock you. And if Kyrie can sit in the stands twice on the weekend, should he be allowed on the court? He was there a lot.
There's 20 teams, Mike. There's 20 teams that won't surprise me if they win. 20. Because there's nobody great.
I agree with you. That's the fun of the term.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Jardians.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've sifted through mountains of spam and password phishing scams to find two emails worth answering, and let me see what's
mail time. First. Just two, huh?
Did the Steelers make a smart move in signing Mitch Trubisky to follow the Ben Roethlisberger era?
Yeah, I don't see Trubisky as necessarily a long-term answer, Tony. He was 1 year in Buffalo after, you know, starting his career with the Bears. I think he could be a fine replacement because I think he'll be better coached in Pittsburgh, from the top down, from Mike Tomlin through his position coaches, the assistants, the coordinator, he's going to get coached up like he hasn't been. I don't mean the one season in Buffalo. Like he wasn't in Chicago. So he had a coach in Chicago and Matt Nagy. Didn't he want to coach him? Didn't he want to have him there? So, yes, I think he could be more, at least a suitable replacement, maybe in the short term, 2-3 seasons, for Ben Roethlisberger. Or you know what? They're going to find out. This is a big, strong, athletic kid who can throw the ball. If he's coached, maybe he's a really nice successor to Ben.
So everything I know about Mitch Trubisky comes from you. I remember when the Bears moved up to draft him and you said, this is crazy. We're giving up too much. We don't even need a quarterback.
They passed on Patrick
Mahomes. Defense. Why is anybody doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you told me that Nagy tortured the kid because he never wanted to play him.
Didn't want him.
And he didn't like him at all. So in the way that you look at Carson Wentz, and you say very often on this show, people on this network overrate Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz isn't any good. I will tell you it's possible that Mitchell Trubisky is tremendously underrated at the moment. It's possible. It's possible that he goes to Pittsburgh and that he's sort of like Neil O'Donnell or Mark Malone between Bradshaw and Roethlisberger, and he's very good.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know anything about
him. I hope he does. He'll get some coaching here. He'll be shocked. He'll say, oh, my God, coaching, amazing.
Is Kevin Durant right that if Kyrie can sit in the stands as an unvaxxed fan, that he should be allowed to play?
There's some weird contradictions in what's going on in New York in terms of who can be in the building, who can play in the building that also isn't vaxxed, but they're not New York residents, they're not of New York, and they can come and they can play as visiting players. There's contradiction, there's hypocrisy, that's fine. But I'm tired of the notion, and Kevin Durant seemed to advance this when he said the mayor's just looking for, you know, smiles, that from LeBron, free Kyrie. Kyrie can free his damn self. Get a shot. He can. Oh, they free Kyrie. Kyrie is not a martyr. Kyrie's not a hero. He isn't. He's not a victim. All right? So stop with this garbage, this nonsense. All these guys who want to tell you how woke they are, then wake the hell up. Kyrie can be a loyal teammate by taking a shot in the arm, which he's gotten plenty of as a kid because he went to school in the greater New York metropolitan area where he had to be vaccinated. So I'm tired of this garbage that, oh, poor Kyrie, they're holding his feet to the fire. Stop. He has the option not to get vaccinated, and I support that. He has the option not to do it. But then there are consequences. Face them and stop whining and having everybody whine for you.
So I'm going to try and get through the first part of this without any particular emotion. I'm going to read what I wrote down. If it is determined by the mayor of New York City that the virus no longer poses a threat because of a lack of vaccination, if this is where the science leads us, then yes, he should be allowed to play. And now the emotional part for me. I went and, just like you, I got two shots and I got a booster. And I did it for my own health and for the health and safety of those people I interact with every single day. I saw Kyrie Irving at that game, being camera ready, preening around after the game was over. And I just feel, and I've always felt this, he's a terrible teammate. Because he puts himself first all the time and doesn't care about, he may win in this one. He may get to play, they may win a championship. But for me, the emotional part says, boy, you could have been a much better teammate for a long period of time. Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come, bad news for the Padres already.
And PSG fans boo Lionel Messi and Neymar, Tony. Is that deserved? Mm. They're booing two of the greats. Those are two of the what? The two of the 10 great players in the world, even now with Messi being older.
So PSG is Pittsburgh.
Paris Saint-Germain.
Is that what that?
Huh? Come on now.
Okay. Not a big soccer.
Tonight on SportsCenter at 6 Eastern, assessing the impact of Tom Brady's return on the remaining QB market this offseason. Plus, breaking down Mitchell Trubisky's fit with the Steelers as NFL free agency approaches. And everything you need to know in the final march toward madness, including expert picks and an essential guide to filling out your brackets. SportsCenter, 6 Eastern on ESPN.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 34th birthday, Steph Curry. Arguably the greatest shooter ever, the two-time MVP and three-time champion, is having a rough go this season. Shooting 37.8% from three, that's a full 5 percentage points below his career average. Still, Curry is scoring 25.8 points a game this season and making almost 5 threes per game, and you don't dare foul Curry because he makes 92% of his free throws. The Warriors' big three may still make a lot of noise in the playoffs. Klay Thompson went for 38 the other night in a pounding win over Milwaukee, and Draymond Green is scheduled to return to the court tonight.
Tony, Curry's no longer leading the race for MVP. That's Joker and Embiid. You know, those two right now seem to be pulling away from the rest of the field. Antetokounmpo's in there, DeMar DeRozan. And so Curry's dropped back a little bit, but here's what he is still. He's got the best plus-minus rating in the entire league. Number one, Steph Curry. He's improved as a defender. Tony, he's improved as a playmaker. And most importantly, in my book, he is not arguably, unarguably, the greatest shooter of all time to me.
Happy anniversary, Princeton. On this day 26 years ago, 13th-seeded Princeton ran backdoor after backdoor and upset defending champion UCLA in the NCAA tournament in Pete Carril's final season as Princeton's coach. This win may have eased the lingering pain of Princeton's near upset of overall number one seed Georgetown 7 years before. Carril led the Tigers to 13 Ivy League titles and 11 NCAA appearances during his 29-year tenure. Carril retired at 65 years old and at 91 now, no doubt watched Princeton lose a heartbreaker to Yale yesterday for the Ivy League championship.
That was a thrilling game, Tony. I figure you were rooting for Princeton, yes?
Yeah.
I thought you might be.
Well, I root for Penn, but Penn was eliminated, so then I rooted for Princeton, yes. Happy trails, Fernando Tatis Jr. The Padres' star shortstop and maybe the most charismatic player in baseball is expected to be out 3 months because of a fractured wrist he sustained in the offseason. Tatis has signed a 14-year, $340 million contract with the Padres, has already missed a load of games in his career. In the minors in 2018, Tatis had season-ending thumb surgery, missing 51 games. In 2019, in the majors, he had season-ending back surgery, missing 78 games. In 2021, he had a shoulder problem that kept him out of 32 games, and now this. Instead of Fernando Tatis Jr., he could be Fernando Tatis IR.
Took some questions today about a motorcycle accident in December. When Tatis was asked when his motorcycle accident happened, he responded, which one? I mean, you know, interesting retort. You know, Tony, can you compare him maybe to Anthony Davis, a great talent who has missed games every year and sometimes a lot of games, and their teams suffer when they are not there. The baseball's lessened when there's no Tatis Jr. out there for the highlights every night, to me.
Yeah. Anthony Street Clothes Davis, Anthony
that's
Davis. I want to go back to the Ivy League thing. I'm glad you watched that.
I did.
I mean, I watched that too. There were a bunch of games yesterday, not in the major conferences. There were a bunch of games that went down to the wire. And I understand that the first weekend of the NCAA is when everybody likes to tune in for those games. But in the lower conferences, it's fabulous because it's the one-bid league.
Yes.
The Mariners traded for, these are our missions, traded for Reds all-star outfielder Jesse Winker, and Teddy Bridgewater signed with the Dolphins and will back up Tua until he replaces Tua. Let's go quickly, of course, to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Celtics retired Kevin Garnett's number five. Your thoughts?
The hug with Ray Allen and then Paul Pierce joining in somewhat comically, but KG and Ray Allen and that makeup, I wish Rondo could have been there. That team and that four quartet, it was just too great. Throw Perk in there. It's too great to just have dissension. I'm glad that's over, or apparently. Jokic versus Embiid tonight. Ooh, who you got?
It's in Philadelphia, but the Sixers haven't been playing well lately. But
no.
I'll take them. I will.
Okay.
PSG fans booed Lionel Messi and Neymar over the weekend. Does that make sense?
No, it's stupid. They're upset, the fans are, about what they think was a Champions League choke job last week versus Real Madrid. That was Philadelphia behavior, not Paris behavior. Stop, please. The Browns are releasing wide receiver Jarvis Landry. You surprised?
I am. I mean, they picked up Amari Cooper, but I think Jarvis Landry's a great receiver,
yeah.
So I don't understand that one. Last one, Louisville, South Carolina, Stanford, NC State are the top four seeds in the women's draw. Who you got?
South Carolina, second time in 16 years, and just the sixth time in 30 years that UConn is not a number one seed. I got South Carolina again. Got Dawn Stanley.
I got UConn. We're out of time. Trying to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter. Ball night tonight,
Archer Burko.
Doublehead.
Archer, welcome to the world. Bonnie's got another...